Well, hello there, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tyler Uronic here, and this is the American Council of the Blind of Nebraska's wonderful interview here for one of our great sponsors for our 50th annual conference and convention. And I am here today with a great sponsor and does a lot of work for the blind here in the Omaha metro area. I am here with the CEO of Outlook Nebraska, Mr. Eric Stuckrath. Eric, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot, Tyler.
I appreciate you taking some time to visit with me today. And also, I want to thank you for your generous donation of $1,000 towards our convention this year.
You bet. We're appreciative to be able to be a sponsor. Really, really excited to see what the 50-year celebration is going to be like. And hopefully you're continuing to build a lot of momentum for another 50.
Oh, I appreciate that very, very much. I know we had our convention over at your facility here a few years ago, and it was really a great experience. So I really appreciate what you and your team do for that also. So, Eric, why don't we begin with you just telling us a little bit about who Eric Stuckrath is and how did you get involved in starting Outlook Nebraska?
Yeah, thank you very much for that. I've been engaged with Outlook Nebraska since late 2000, and I actually kind of saw it form. So I wasn't a founding member or anything like that. I actually worked for a subcontractor of Outlook's, and as it was getting formed, I was doing a little bit more work here and there with Outlook, and then started traveling and working with the Ability One program around the country. And in 2004, the board needed to hire an executive director full-time, and I had been kind of acting that interim capacity for a few years. So I said, hey, I'm interested, and away we went. So since then, we've continued to grow employment opportunities through manufacturing, through chemical and compound bottling, and then also throughout all of the different departments and levels within the organization. So everywhere from leadership positions all the way through entry-level skill sets, we've got individuals who are blind and visually impaired, working along with their sighted peers to advance the mission of Outlook Nebraska.
Wow. My goodness, I didn't realize you had been there for that long or that Outlook has been there for that long. So talk to us a little bit about, for folks who don't know, what is Outlook Nebraska?
So Outlook Nebraska started as an employer, and our initial employment happened within a tissue converting or a tissue manufacturing. So we manufacture toilet paper, roll towels, folded towels, and it ultimately started as part of the Ability One program, which is underneath the Javits-Wagner-O'Day Act. And so it basically, the Javits-Wagner-O'Day Act utilizes the purchasing power of the federal government to buy products and services that are produced by people who are blind or have other severe disabilities. And so we've been doing that now for 25 plus years, and from supplying GSA to commercial distribution that ultimately sells to government end users. So some other places, like, so think about military bases, Bureau of Prisons, VA hospitals, United States post offices, all kinds of different military and civilian government installations from around the world consume the products that are produced right here in Omaha.
Wow. My goodness. And so how much today does a roll of toilet paper cost?
Great question. You know what? I honestly, off the top of my head, I don't know exactly what our costs are. But so if you think about 96 rolls selling for around $50 to $60 per case, so it's probably in the 50 to 75 cents total or per individual roll, roughly. Mm-hmm. And that's with distribution and other costs that are involved in there as well. But I can remember back in 2000, 96 count rolls of, or 96 rolls of toilet tissue is $27.56. So it's probably about doubled in 25 years.
Wow. Yeah, that's interesting to think about. And so do you guys also make, the boxes of Kleenex tissues then also, or is it just toiletry?
It is all the restroom products. So we do not do the Kleenex-like or facial tissues. Another organization like us out of Hazelhurst, Mississippi, actually produces those products.
Oh, okay. Well, that's very interesting to know. So, wow, and it's interesting. I guess I didn't realize that 96 rolls is what comes in a, what did they call that, a case or a box?
Yeah.
Or,
yep.
Oh, they,
yep, in a case.
Oh, that's neat. That's neat. And so you have employ a lot of different people that who are blind and visually impaired. Is that correct?
That's correct. We employ people in our production floor. We produce people in, or excuse me, employ people within administrative roles, HR, accounting, every last department within the organization, and every within all the multiple entities in our family as well, have people who are blind and visually impaired doing the things that they excel in, whether that's manufacturing or accounting or whatever it is. So. We try to get people introduced to the workforce if they've been out for a while, get them back to producing a little income for themselves, their family, their community, and help them to really contribute to life and lifestyle that they want to create for themselves.
Great, great. So you say a lot of entities. Tell us about more of the services that Outlook Nebraska provides to the people who are blind or visually impaired?
Yeah, that's a great question. We started developing enrichment programs probably around 2010. And the reason that we did that is that we tend to know a fair number of people, those that are employed and those that are in the community that are blind or visually impaired. And we really knew that a paycheck is great, but it doesn't help them through all the aspects of their life. Maybe they have some independent living needs or need some adaptive technology training, or maybe some health and wellness, or just want to get off the couch and go meet a group of friends out for a coffee or a happy hour. It's so we started developing all kinds of different programs that were beyond the paycheck, and helping people in all the other facets of their life. And then ultimately in 2019, we formed other entities within our family, and Outlook Enrichment was one of those entities. And so it does all of our adaptive tech, cultural programs, social programs, a lot of the fun, a lot of the health and wellness. And so we meet people where they are, we understand what they want to get accomplished, and then we work one-to-one with them to put together a plan to help them kind of keep up with technology, keep up with their skills, and make sure that they are positioned to do all the things that they want to do in their life.
Oh, that's really great. Now, what kind of, you mentioned, physical or, fitness and wellness type stuff. What do you do on that front?
Yeah, for example, we have adaptive exercise classes where we do CrossFit, we do yoga. We also do we have a golf league that we run. We have a golf simulator at Outlook. So we try to get people active and offer them different avenues to be able to play sport or just be physically active in exercise. So we've got some people on staff that are that are trained well to be able to do those adaptive activities and to deploy them out into the, you know, into the community. So we also have a kids camp for youth that we are bringing back this year. We used to do it in coordination with Boys Town, and COVID kind of took that away from us for a while, but we are resurrecting it and bringing it back. So it's going to be Outlook Explorers Camp for kids age 9 to 19, and they're going to do all kinds of different physical activities, whether it's rock climbing or archery or all kinds of different sports like goalball or beat baseball. And it is a five-day residential camp where adaptive sports specialists and all kinds of different sport leaders and recreational leaders will help kind of guide their day, and they just have a lot of fun building good relationships and getting some good experiences in.
Wow, that's really great. And when is this camp?
That camp is in July of this year.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. And so if parents want to find some more information out about the camp, where can they go to?
They would go to www.outlooken.org. So that's www.outlooken.org.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. And are you holding the camp somewhere on your grounds there, or is it in other places?
So they will be staying in the dorms at UNO, and then we'll be using a lot of UNO facilities to be able to carry out the camp. But then they'll go throughout the city and to Outlook as well to be able to finish out the entire camp. So they'll be all around the city.
Oh, wow. Well, it sounds like that's going to be a very good opportunity staying in the dorms because, you know, for youth, that gives them a little bit of an idea of what college is going to be like. Maybe meet some, will you meet some new or some UNO staff while you're there too?
Absolutely. Some of our team that does the adaptive sports stuff and some of the leadership within the camp development are from UNO.
Oh, great. That's wonderful. So tell me, I assume that with the, you know, you folks working with the youth and other individuals who are blind and visually impaired, do you work in partnership with the Nebraska Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired?
Yeah, we work with both NCBVI as well as Iowa Department for the Blind and look for ways in which we can support them in supporting the people that they serve. Maybe they have some things that we can kind of fill in some gaps with expertise, or maybe there's something that we offer that they don't, or vice versa. So we work pretty closely with both the Commission for the Blind and the Department for the Blind, and it's really important for those collaborations because none of us are everything to everyone, but together we will be able to do a heck of a lot for people and help make sure that they're on a good path and feeling good about the tools and resources that they're finding to go about their day and their career or whatever it is they're looking to accomplish.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. So a couple other questions here for you, Eric. When it comes down to employment through Outlook, how do you recruit new individuals? So let's say that, you know, I would like to, you know, I've heard this program today and I want to think about getting a job at Outlook. What is the way to go about doing that?
Going about finding employment, you would go again to that same website, outlooken.org, and you can actually get information on both Outlook Nebraska and Outlook Enrichment, whether it's somebody looking for employment or whether it's somebody looking to brush up on some of their skills. Maybe they're not quite sure yet whether employment is something they want to take on. We just want to be here and meet you where you are and figure out how to help you out enough to continue to make the next decision for you and your career, or to travel the world, whatever it is you're looking to accomplish.
Oh, that's wonderful. And so if someone would like to pursue a career with Outlook, talk to us about what makes a great work environment at Outlook. Why would folks want to come and work for you?
Well, for one, when you treat people well, when you help them to find those skill sets that maybe they've buried a little bit, maybe they haven't used in a while, when you have an environment in which you can be given the grace to go try things and, yeah, sometimes even screw it up a little bit, right? Like sometimes we have to learn from those things that we bump our knees or or scratch our head with. And so a good environment in my mind is one that gives you an opportunity, sees you for who you are, gives you the chance to showcase your skills, and then in the long run finds places where you can deploy those skills to advance, whether it's upward mobility or whether you're looking to secure a job somewhere out in the community. Our job's to be supportive all along the way. So we focus on accessibility of materials, accessibility of the facility, and then also being mindful that sometimes the tools and resources that we need to deploy are not all perfectly developed, and we need to work together to continue to constantly improve our facility, which then also helps us to be a beacon of opportunity for other organizations that want to be a bit more inclusive and maybe give them an opportunity to understand how to be more welcoming to people with different abilities.
Oh, that is wonderful. That is wonderful. So I want to talk to you a little bit about the convention that is coming up here just in a few weeks with the American Council of the Blind of Nebraska. Tell folks what they can look forward to from you guys this year at the exhibit hall.
Yeah, so we want to help people understand all the things that we do within Outlook and what are all the programs that we offer. And so we will have a table and we welcome everybody to stop by and say hello. The more people we know, the more people that we understand what their needs are, the better we can be at putting together the right programs and services that truly matter and can reach people. So come by, say hello, learn from our staff, because at the end of the day, the more we all trust each other to help us out through our days, the more we're going to be able to do for our communities.
Oh, that is incredible. That is incredible. And will you be coming to the convention, Eric?
I do not know what my schedule is yet at the actual convention. I do have a few days that I might be able to stop in for a few sessions, but I've been meaning to talk to Crystal and others that are in the planning to see what might be most advantageous and where it fits most for myself. And then our team is also looking at whether it's Outlook in Richmond or Outlook Nebraska, where our presence will be most beneficial to what the conference is meant to be for.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I know when I've been to several conferences and I hear things like this, it's always fun to go and you know, you listen to something and, oh yeah, I know, or I listened to Eric on the program and now I get to meet him in person. So that's always kind of fun to go and do, and I hope that we'll have a lot of folks that who may not know you have an opportunity to meet you at the convention as well. So very, very, very nice. And so, Eric, I want to also touch on your enrichment things for this summer. What are, besides the youth camp, what are some of the things that folks can look forward to in their adult life for events that they can maybe even sign up for at the convention?
Absolutely. So the website I mentioned before, outlooken.org, if you go under programs and events, we have all kinds of different things that are listed out. For example, on March 28th, we've got bingo. April 30th, we've got group exercise classes. We've got our golf simulations that we're doing. It's golf training, so we're doing that actually now through. There's all kinds of different dates for that. Again, I said we've got the Explorers Camp from July 19th to July 24th. But the big thing is to keep in tune with our website to be able to find out what's upcoming. We usually have the next few months of events listed out individually, and you can go in and view each independent event and learn a little bit more about it.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's great. I appreciate that. And of course, I want to also give you a chance here to tell folks what, tell us about what makes you want to support the American Council of the Blind of Nebraska.
Well, I think the ACB and all of the various groups that people get engaged in are really important to to keep and make sure that they're vital or vibrant organizations. I think that there is no any one group or entity that can help everyone, right? Like everything's got brings its own flavor, brings its own culture, brings its own kind of flair for what they want to accomplish. And I think the ACB does a great job of educating people, talking about policy, and really helping to be an advocate for people who are blind and visually impaired. And I think it's important for us to be a part of that. And how do we give energy to organizations like ACB? How do we help be a service provider to the organization as well as the members within it? So the bottom line is I think a strong collaboration and a strong opportunity to work with one another, understand what our respective needs are, and figure out how we can together help to really amplify our respective missions.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, you know, I tell you to elaborate on that just a little bit. You know, it was always Helen Keller who said, alone we can do so little and together we can do so much. So we certainly appreciate your great collaboration with us this year at our 50th annual conference and convention. And as far as folks who may want to reach out to you, how can they do that?
You can find me on you can reach out via our website, again, outlooken.org or outlookne.org, and send general inquiries to that. You can also send an email to estuekrath at outlookne.org, and I'd be very interested to hear from anyone.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, is there anything else that you would like to talk to our listeners about today, Eric?
Well, again, congrats to the ACB of Nebraska on 50 years. Great milestone, and wonderful that you all get to kind of celebrate together, celebrate the successes of not just the organization, but all the individuals within it, and make sure that if there's ever an opportunity for Outlook to be helpful, for us to continue to improve our programs, make sure that we're communicating often and we are helping each other be as successful as we can be.
Oh, well, I tell you what, that's really a great thing. And again, I really appreciate your donation and your sponsorship of this year's convention, Eric. And furthermore, I very much appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule to visit with us here.
I wouldn't want to be doing anything else right now. It's a good conversation. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Well, hey, I very much appreciate your time. And again, this has been Eric Stuekrath with Outlook Nebraska visiting with us today about the wonderful services that Outlook has to offer and what they do for the visually impaired in Nebraska. Thank you again, Eric, for your time.
Thank you.